American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Bill Raggio and Tom Jostin, senior fellows of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We're watching Afghanistan, the closing weeks of the coalition commitment. The Australian embassy is leaving. The U.S. is pulling out major pieces of equipment. It's reported about 20% complete to empty the airfields and the bases. However, Al-Qaeda is busy, having denied that it's present in Afghanistan for many years. It is now making propaganda moves to accumulate its old methodology, which is to identify with, for example, the Palestinians, or identify, for example, with oppressed Muslims around the world. Tom, you have a report. The Gaza fighting is now in a ceasefire, that Al-Qaeda was back to its old tricks, or has it always been doing this? We just haven't noticed these years.
Well, John, you know, this is an old trick for Al-Qaeda going back to the 1990s. They consistently have tried to basically capitalize on tensions surrounding the Palestinian cause and conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. You know, as I say in a most recent podcast that we published at the Long War Journal website, Al-Qaeda's had very little to do operationally when it comes to attacking Israel. They have a small outfit known as Jaish al-Ummah, which is basically the army of the Ummah is the way they call it, which is a small outfit in Gaza that's launched some rockets during this latest conflict. But beyond that, I mean, the main player obviously there from a jihadi perspective is Hamas, which Al-Qaeda has its own interesting tensions and legacy with. But, you know, Al-Qaeda has tried to capitalize on it since the 1990s. Of course, Osama bin Laden rhetorically made a big deal of it. His successor, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has made a big deal of it. And what's interesting about the most recent statements is that they definitely show that they are coordinated across Al-Qaeda's global network. So Al-Qaeda's senior leadership released a statement in a news bulletin on the issue. And then you can see that also concurrently, several of Al-Qaeda's branches, whether they be in Yemen or in Syria or in Somalia or West Africa, they've all released their own statements that sort of echo one another. And they're talking points, and it shows that there's still a cohesive Al-Qaeda network out there that is not just releasing messages on this, but coordinating.
Tom, is Al-Qaeda ready to move back into Kabul, or are they going to remain in the shadows somewhere between Pakistan and Afghanistan? Do we have any idea how they'll handle the success that they're going to celebrate in Afghanistan?
Well, I definitely think they're going to celebrate it. I mean, I would be surprised if they have an open party, so to speak, in Kabul itself. They'll be there if the Taliban. If the Taliban retakes Kabul, they will be part of that operation. So they will have a presence there. But, you know, you can definitely see them operating in provincial centers, you know, in the near future, provincial capitals. You know, I jokingly call Ghazni al-Qazni because Al-Qaeda is in and around that city. That's just, there's so much reporting about that. You can expect to see them in Kandahar, for example, in various places throughout Helmand. I think they're basically, you know, if you look at the evidence that's out there, it suggests that Al-Qaeda is already operating throughout much of Afghanistan as it is. And I don't expect Kabul to be any different in terms of them operating there. Whether or not they'll actually hold a public gathering, a public announcement that they're there in the future, I think they probably wouldn't do that. But they'll make it clear that they are in Afghanistan.
Bill, have you seen reporting that the Taliban are taking advantage of the MRAPs and other major equipment that they're overrunning in these provincial capitals? Are they conducting their operations as if they were the Afghan National Army now, or are they still a guerrilla force?
The Taliban primarily are operating in the ubiquitous Hilux pickup trucks, the Toyotas, and I see in some other vehicles. Occasionally, I'll see them, this is in their propaganda videos, you'll see them with seized U.S. Humvees and things like that. I haven't seen the Taliban operating any of the more advanced equipment, But as the Taliban advance, and I believe they will be advancing in the south and particularly in the east, a lot of this equipment is going to fall into Taliban hands. And I think that the Taliban really wants to rub this in the face of the United States. So operating U.S. equipment as it conducts its operations, that's something if it is able to seize things like MRAPs and other, obviously they've used Humvees in the past and I've seen them driving them around, just recently in Lagman province. But, we haven't seen this like the Islamic State did in Iraq. We're not at that quite at that level yet, but I think in 6 months we can be if the Taliban is able to seize the equipment and if it's still operational. The Afghans are not very good at keeping this equipment operational over time. So that's another reason why the Taliban rely on those Toyota Hiluxes. They're dependable. They're everywhere. You can get parts. They know how to fix them, whereas the U.S. equipment's a little bit different.
Just 30 seconds, Bill. Do we expect the Afghan National Army to desert to them because they do have the skills?
I think that we'll see parts of the army desert. It all depends where it is and what kind of unit it is. Some parts may fall back into with the warlords. Remember, a lot of these are made up. And so, there probably will remain a rump Afghan National Army. But, I think you'll see some divisions. Yes.
Bill Rajo, Tom Jossen, they are the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Long War Journal, along with their colleagues, watching the last days of Kabul and Afghanistan before the Taliban close in. The warnings come from people who live in Kabul. The warnings come from people who visit Kabul. The warnings come from the capitals that have participated in the coalition forces these last two decades. The warnings come from everyone who looks at the Taliban's ambitions and Al-Qaeda's ambitions. The warnings are about catastrophe when the U.S. and its allies depart. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.